cottage with y'all. Oh, y'all life is going beautiful, you know. I want to talk to y'all about, you know what I'm saying, this journey with our Father. This journey with our Father is needed because we need to be guided in so many ways in this life that we can't even imagine. The things that you're not prepared for, God will be there when it's time. You know, so like, you know how things will just like out of nowhere just pop up in your life and you just trying to figure out, you know, how and why. Like how or why this happened. You're trying to figure out, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've been doing everything right, or you feel like you just been doing real great in life, and then something out of nowhere just pop up. Those things need to pop up in your life because you gotta expect the unexpected, and it always come at the most shocking time. But that's when you really see who God is, and that's when you really see who you is. You know, like far as me, I know many times in my life I went through things. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, like, things out of nowhere. Like, life going great and things just pop up, you know? And, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's time to go to war. That's how I look at it now. It's like, it's time to go to war. It's time, you know what I'm saying, to, like, go harder than ever. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to God and living for Him. And, you know what I'm saying? Everything that I've been doing, I'm trying to do extra. I'm trying to do more. You know what I'm saying? Because that extra and that more that I'm putting in is going to prepare me, you know what I'm saying, for the rest of my life. So maybe I was giving God, let's just say, I ain't going to say me. Well, okay, I'm going to say me. Let's say if I was just giving God 35%, you know what I'm saying, of my time, of my energy, of my strength, of everything, you know what I'm saying, as far as working for Him and doing for Him, and living by Him, I'm giving Him 35%. I'm not yet at that 100% mark. You see what I'm saying? So, if I'm at that 35% range, let's just say, not right now, but let's just hypothetically speaking, let's just say I'm at 35% range with God. You know, I'm just starting, and you know, I'm reading, and, you know, I'm doing what I think is enough. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing what I think will please God. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not really deep in yet. I'm just, you know, doing what I'm supposed to do at that. You understand? Okay. So basically, something happened in my life, and I'm trying to figure out why this thing happened in my life if I know that I'm living for God and I'm a child of God and I'm actually, you know, doing my best to try to live out the life that God has given me to the best of my ability. In my mind. See what I'm saying? So now say that this situation happened. And I'm wondering why. You know what I'm saying? This situation came in my life. When I know I've been doing right. You know? But when it comes to God, you're never doing enough. You see what I'm saying? Because every day, until the end, you have to endure every day. You have to put in work every day. 24/7, all day, all year round, all the time. So it's never going to be enough to where you just set complete everything, just all out, just flowing. You know what I'm saying? Because every season, you're going to have those good seasons where it's going to be good. Everything will be flowing like milk and honey. And then you're going to have those seasons where it's wartime. Or you're going to have those seasons where it's a spiritual battle. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have those different seasons, you know what I'm saying, for different times. And that's just how it goes because you have to keep building strong. You got to think about our God. We made in the image of our God, Father Yahweh. And you got to think about how many battles, how many wars have He has fought in His whole, you know what I'm saying, beginning to the end. Far as before, back in Adam days, all the way through Revelation, all the way to now, how have He been, you know what I'm saying, helping us? He fight our wars, He fight our battles. So if He enduring to the end, if He keep going, if He keep fighting, think about how many of your fights even exist to him when you put up the numbers. You know what I'm saying? Our fights and battles and wars that we go through don't even come close to our God's, because he had to fight our battles too and our wars too, because we call on him, we give our life to him, so he has to come in and fight. You see what I'm saying? So there's no excuse to not be ready to go to war when it's time. There's no excuse to always want to have this perfect, happy, you know what I'm saying, going life. You got to expect the unexpected. Those are the things that stop people on the road to God. When push comes to shove and things, you know what I'm saying, come up, pop up on people, they're not prepared. They're not ready. You know what I'm saying? And they mind, if they don't know God well, it seems like those things, it seems like God don't exist to them, because they thinking that everything's supposed to be perfect because they're with God. But our Father is trying to train us. He's trying to show us. He's trying to build us. He's trying to give us strength. He's trying to show us who he is in all these wars and battles that we face. He's trying to show you who you is. He's trying to grow you as a God. You see what I'm saying? Because he said he's the mighty God and we are gods. So he's trying to grow you as a God. You know what I'm saying? How can you help your brother and sister if you never been through nothing? If everything all loving and everything is going perfect and well for you, how are you going to help your brethren? How are you going to help people who are struggling? How are you going to help people who's down? Yeshua, our Messiah, he had to take on our sins. He had to take on our everything that we put in on the earth. He had to take on that. That was his battle. That was his fight. That was his war. He had to endure to the end. You know what I'm saying? But in order for him to heal people, in order for him to do all that he did, he had to go through what he had to go through so he could understand, you know what I'm saying, and have that love in his heart for those people to actually heal them and actually, you know what I'm saying, speak to them and get them the word. You know what I'm saying? You can't really go into somebody's life and try to get them the word about something that you never dealt with. It's like you got they want somebody who's felt that pain and got through it. You know what I'm saying? They want that because they need that. Because if they don't see that, and if they don't feel that energy, and they don't feel that same comparison, then they're not going to have no hope. They're not going to have no strength to just hear you out. They hear you out, but they don't feel you. You know what I'm saying? So God sent us the people that's going to feel us. And then we do go to some people that's not going to feel us, but we do prepare them for the way. For as much as possible, as much as we can. But God would send them somebody to help them out, you know? Like, we battle each and every day for everlasting, you know what I'm saying? Like, we have to keep going. The fight not over just because you got out the last war, or you got the last battle, or you got the last situation you was in. You got to understand that it's another one coming around the way, because the devil is always seeking to devour God's children. He's always seeking to comfort you. And when you're not of God, he make you sin because you don't know well. You know what I'm saying? Like Eve, she didn't know well. She came in, but she was easily tricked because she didn't have full understanding, you know? And many other people in the Bible, they was fully tricked and deceived because they didn't have full understanding. So Eve didn't understand good and bad. You know, she just knew what she knew. But once the devil twisted up the words and deceived her with the way he put the words towards her, it deceived her mind and made her think like, oh, maybe God do want me to know good and bad. You know what I'm saying? I forgot what it actually was. But it's like good and bad, like, want to know basically, like, the good side and the bad side. Our Father only want us to know good, you know what I'm saying? Because if we're not introduced into something, then we would not know about it, you know what I'm saying? So, like, what I'm saying, though, is, like, so that 35% that I was putting in, maybe it wasn't enough. And, of course, it's not enough because it's only 35% that I'm giving, that I would have been given to God, you know what I'm saying, this perspective that I'm using. So God's going to allow me to go through something to strengthen me to get him some more. You know what I'm saying? To push for more. To give him 45%. You see what I'm saying? So once I'm at that 35% and I go through some it's going to strengthen me to the next level of where God want me to be at, you know what I'm saying, in my life for him, for doing his will. He's going to probably make me read more. He's probably going to make me fast more. He's probably going to teach me how to fast. If I don't know how to fast, he's probably going to teach me how to do his holy holidays. If I don't know them, he's probably going to teach me, you know what I'm saying, how to be humble, how to be patient, you know. So it's different levels, and as you receive those different levels, it's different devils. It's different enemies at every different level, you know what I'm saying? So you have to understand that. You can't just think that, oh, I broke free from that, and then that's just it, and I'm just living life now, and everything just happy go. No. He wants you to have heavenly peace. He wants you to live in heaven while you're here on earth. But at the same time, understand that the enemy is always going to be around the corner waiting to devour you, or waiting to, for you to mess up. You know what I'm saying? Or waiting to take you through some trials and tribulations for something you did in your past. So you have to go through these things because that's the only way you're going to stay strong. If you never get in a fight, if you never get in a war, if you never get in a battle, how would you be prepared if the enemy strike? How would you be prepared if someone needs help? How would you have love to help someone if everything in your life is just going well? You won't. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be built into the image. You know what I'm saying? You have to be put into the image by the pressure of life, by the things that's going to put that pressure on you to make you grow, to make you understand, to make you know. You know what I'm saying? To grow you into obedience. You know what I'm saying? So, like, coming to God, you have to be strong. You have to be faithful. You have to be clear to understand. You have to be obedient. You have to just, everything has to change. You're putting on the new spirit. You're putting on the Holy Spirit. Old man out, new man in. Everything changed. Everything ain't gonna be peaches and cream on this journey. This journey is long. You know what I'm saying? The journey, you're gonna be tired, you know? The journey, you're gonna be crying. It's gonna be all type of things, man. I'm trying to tell you. It's gonna be all type of things, and it's not to scare anyone or not to condemn anyone, not make anyone feel no way, but it's just to help everybody who hasn't got on this journey yet, or who's on this journey and you're going through things and you wonder why. I remember a time when me and my wife first started on our journey and we got married. After we got married, it's like everything crashed. Everything crashed. And you got to think about, we was people who didn't know nothing about God, but trying to know. And it's like life just like caved in. Everything was well when we was boyfriend, girlfriend. Everything was well when we was engaged. Everything was well. You know, and you know, of course, we was full of sin at the time of all that. So, I mean, we had our situations, but it never felt like when we came to God. It never did. It was a totally different outcome, you know, because it was the fact that we could move how we wanted to move. You know what I'm saying? With certain situations, we could do how we wanted to, and to get rid of our pain, or to get rid of our devastation, or, you know, whatever we was going through, stress, we do whatever, you know, whatever we need to do to get to in our mind, to what we felt we needed to get rid of it. That's what we did, you know. So it was like a lot easier, but at the same time, putting ourselves in more bondage, putting ourselves in more sin, you know. But at the time, you know, you don't know until you know. So we wasn't educated, and we didn't have knowledge until we got educated and had knowledge to know, like, wow, we really, like, thought we was doing something. So, like, when we got in situations, when we came to God and stuff got hard and stuff started crashing down and people started changing and stuff, you know what I'm saying, started happening, it was like, man, like, do we really want to, you know? It wasn't really like a question like, do we really want to know God, or do we really want to do this? It was just like, we was just shocked, you know? It was a shocking thing, and we didn't know that it was because we came to God. We just thought, like, dang, like, it's like when we got married, everything just change, you know, and we didn't understand, you know, it was no understanding to what we could actually, you know, think of at the time, you know. So it was like we needed God, you know what I'm saying? It was like more people, some people would be like, wow, like some people may be able to think like, wow, since I came to God, like life went down the hill, you know, and then they run away. But for us, it was like, dang, life went down the hill. We need more God. And it was like, it's because we wanted it from the beginning. It wasn't because we was forced in it. It wasn't because somebody made us come in it. It's because we already wanted it when we fasted to get married. We already wanted it. We told ourselves, we gave ourselves to God. We told God, you know, that we want to give our life to Him, you know. And as we started learning, we told Him that we no longer want our free will. We want to give Him our will. I mean, we no longer want our free will. We want to live His will, you know, as we started learning. And the journey got tougher. Like day in and day out, week in and week out, month in and month out, year in and year out. It got tougher and tougher and tougher and tougher and tougher, you know. But it was those seasons where we got relieved. You know what I'm saying? It was times where we thought we didn't have it, and God had it for us. You know what I'm saying? It was times where we thought we couldn't get out of situations, and God got us out of situations. And with those situations that randomly popped up in our life, yeah, we didn't have the knowledge to know, but we had the faith to believe that God would get us out some way, somehow. We didn't know at the beginning. But as we grew to read, and as we grew our knowledge and expanded our knowledge, we started learning how He will, why He will, what we need to do for Him to do His will in our life. You know what I'm saying? How can we receive this blessing? How can we do more for God? Why we need to do more for God? Why we need to be more faithful? Why we need to lose sin? Why we need to change our ways? Why we need the Holy Spirit to come upon us? To give us the spirit of truth. To give us the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of knowledge. Why? You know what I'm saying? All these things we start figuring out as we grew. You know? And on the way, yeah, we messed up. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we backslid. Felt bad. Repented. You know what I'm saying? Other times, we learned things and we didn't take it into action. You know, because it's like you taking baby steps, you learn it. Like you don't know until you know. So things have to happen to you in order for you to know. You see what I'm saying? So that's like the whole fight. Like things literally have to happen to certain people for them to get a grip of what they need to do. You know what I'm saying? Most people can't just hear something and automatically take action. That's not how everybody built. You know, so God knows our hearts. He know what gets us. When you look at Pharaoh, God knew Pharaoh's heart was already hardened. So he hardened him more, you know what I'm saying, so that he can get Moses and the Israelites to understand that he is God and he can show who he truly is, because he told Moses that I'm going to harden his heart and he's not going to want to let y'all go. So God told Moses, so Moses' faith grew when he saw that what God said was going to happen, it happened. Even though at the time Moses was like believing Pharaoh, thinking that Pharaoh would let them go. And then every time Pharaoh would show Moses like, hey, I ain't letting y'all go. Like y'all my slaves, y'all going to work for me. Y'all going to do this for me. And who is you to come over here to say, let my people go, you know? So God told Moses that this was going to happen. So when Moses saw that Pharaoh wasn't letting them go, he believed more in God more and more and more. And every time God told him something, he started believing. And that grew his faith in God. And you see what I'm saying? So as things happen in our life, it grows us. Because God was said in the Bible, when you read, you're like, wow, God did say that would happen. Our Messiah did say the world would hate you as it hated me. You see what I'm saying? And as your child of God, you tend to see, and you tend to see that the world is not for you, because the way our Father wants us to live, the world does not carry anything for a righteous child of God. You know? So the journey is going to get tough because the more of the turmoil that's on you, you know what I'm saying? The more of the knowledge you know, the more, you know, situations you're going to face, and how can I put it? I'm trying to find that word. The more burden you're going to feel about the world against you. Because I say like this, me and my wife, if we was bored, we used to go party. We'd go to the club, we go party, you know, have a drink and enjoy ourselves, right? Once we found out that going to the club was a sin, why? Because of the music. Why? Because of the people at the club are not righteous. Why? Because of the drink has a spirit in it. And we can no longer drink and get drunk. We can no longer drink and get tipsy. You know what I'm saying? We can no longer drink to try to feel good, because that's not God-like. You know what I'm saying? That's not Christ-like. That's not, it's not righteous. You know? How can you become a God and you're a drunken God? How can you become a God and you're a tipsy God? He said, be sober. So we must be sober. How can you go to a club knowing that it's not a righteous person in there? How can you be different and set an example to show people that you are a God, just like your God, and that you honor and worship your God, and then you in the same club with these people who worship Satan and who sinning and don't know no better? You know what I'm saying? Think about if you went to the club and say yesterday, you was talking to a friend, you was telling them about God and everything. And you was telling them, oh, I'm faithful in God, I live for God, I do all this for God, everything, right? And then you go to the club with your wife or your homeboy, whatever. You go to the club and that friend see you in that same club. All that's going to strike in their mind is, oh, that's da-da-da. Dang. It may not strike in their mind at that time. It may strike in their mind the next day. But they're going to be like, man, hey, wasn't he just talking to me about God? He said he's faithful in God. And, why he in the club? Like, you know, because you got so much knowledge in your mind, and you told this person so much stuff about God and how you living and everything. And then they see you at the same club. That's not going to show them no difference in you than them. It's going to show them like, hey, just like me. I mean, I guess you could be with God and party. You know what I'm saying? Or you're going to say, say it was a God, but that's why I don't believe in none of that. That's why I don't believe to be none of that stuff, because look, he say he a God, but he ain't here with me. I'm gonna continue doing this. See, so that's not showing the person that you changing. That's not showing the person that you different from them. You know what I'm saying? It's showing them that you're alike. So if you go to a club, and this is just an example, and it's true statement, true facts, and you go to the club, you're no different from the other people that's at the club, because they're sinning and you sinning too. And it's not to say that you're not going to be in locations where sinners are. It's always going to be a devil somewhere around, whether you in the church or not. It's always going to be a devil around somewhere. But it's the fact that you, at your free will, chose to go to a club where you know it's full of sin. You know it's going to be drinking, smoking, dancing, people all up on each other that's not married. You know what I'm saying? The music is going to be, you know what I'm saying, out the window. It's just gonna be everything. You putting yourself in a bad position, because it may be shooting going on at the club, it may be a fight going on at the club, it may be a drunk person trying to mess with your husband or your wife. You know, you put yourself in a bad position regardless, just going in the environment that's not righteous, that's not holy, that's not even gonna be allowed in heaven. So you gotta literally think about your decisions and things you do. You know, so with me and my wife, we was like, man, like, we usually go to the club on Friday or Saturday, like, you know, and it was like Friday to Saturday became like, man, like, you know, like, dang, like, we can't even go because we don't even feel right going. It didn't even feel right. It don't even feel right going at all, period, now to this day, like, at all. But at the time, before all that, it did. But once we learned and we got the Holy Spirit, you know what I'm saying? We gave our life over to God. That all changed from us. Like, we no longer even considered. But it was just like, so what do we do? And to this day, it's still, you know, and that way, like, what can we do? Or what do we do? You know? But that's how you find yourself. That's how God starts showing you yourself and showing you how creative you are and showing you, you know, what you really do love and what you really can do. But it's just a journey, you know? And that journey and that process of you learning yourself and you learning your gifts and talents and you learning the things you love, the devil will try to come and devour you in that moment, in that time, in that space, in that area of your life, because he know what you used to do. And he's gonna try to come and make you feel like you should, or make you feel like you could, but you have to educate yourself to figure out if you can or if you can't. And one way, I used to always think about it, and still to this day, if anything pop up, is will my Messiah do it? You know what I'm saying? Will Yeshua do it? Or will God do it? Will your Father Yahweh do it? Or think about this. If you unsure about something and you don't have the full knowledge on something, and you know that you lack knowledge because you've been reading the Bible and they say that you lack knowledge on things, and you haven't got into the Bible, part of the Bible where it actually tells you, explains to you, bring you to a chapter where it kind of resonate with, you know, that situation, then 9 times out of 10, it's just best not to do it at all until you get understanding from God about that. Most people, they decide on their own. You know what I'm saying? And like our father said, they decide with their own mind. People decide with their own free will to do as they please. So that's why you backslide. That's why you get back into sin. That's why you get back into situations. That's why you get into situations without clear understanding, because you want to do it, or everybody else doing it, or people you know want you to do it. No, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and my wife had to understand that, because when we did do stuff and we found out the truth, we said, oh man, we got to repent now, and we felt bad. And it's the fact that we already been exposed to it, so it's like even harder, because that spirit is now on us about it. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to put yourself in that, not saying that you will or will not do it, but just to help you out, that can happen. And I'm just teaching you a way to benefit you to try to not. You know what I'm saying? Like, please don't. But I mean, it's life. I don't know. Everybody mindset different. Everybody different. Some people can, some people can't. And some people just got to go through it just to see. I don't know. You know? You know, the way the world taught you, you got to see to believe. So, I mean, 9 times out of 10, a lot of people will go through it. Just saying, because that's just part of their journey. But hopefully they don't, y'all don't. But yeah, man, like, if you unsure about something and you haven't got the biblical, you know, understanding from God on it, don't do it. Because until then, you consider as a sinner, a lawbreaker, a backslider, because you lack the knowledge of knowing. You lack the knowledge of not knowing what you did and if it's a sin or not. So the Holy Spirit is gonna make you feel this guilt inside, this conviction inside. And anytime the Holy Spirit give you conviction inside of you, understand that she's trying to let you know that it's wrong. Understand when conviction happens, when you're being corrected, understand that that's gonna help you and build you. People run from conviction because they don't want to be corrected. They don't want to be put in a place. They don't want to be fixed up. You know what I'm saying? So if the Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth and wisdom and knowledge, you must understand that she's telling you the truth. She's giving you wisdom and she's giving you knowledge about something you didn't have knowledge about because you lacked it. So in order for you to get built up, you have to accept the Holy Spirit so that you can get the spirit of truth and the knowledge and the wisdom, you know? Like, the fundamentals is very serious when it comes to God. Educating yourself is very serious when it comes to God. Because anything that you don't know is against you. Anything that you do not know about, have no understanding about, is totally against you. You have no defense against it. You see what I'm saying? And as long as you have no defense against something, it's always going to be an offense to you. You see what I'm saying? So until you can protect yourself from things by getting the knowledge, then you would not know how to protect yourself. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, our God is here for us. Yeah, His mercy is on us. His grace is on us. He's with us. He's going to protect us. But we have to protect that. We have to protect ourselves by growing our knowledge. The more we know, the better. You know what I'm saying? People run from knowledge. People run from the power. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got some people, they get power and they abuse the power. They abuse the knowledge. They abuse these things because they know a lot of people. They can deceive them with it. You know what I'm saying? Satan know the knowledge just like we know. Satan's children know the knowledge just like we know. That's why they use it against you. You know what I'm saying? We living in a world to where we wasn't taught how to be righteous, but then they put a few righteous laws into play in the law book, but they don't even live by the laws themselves. You see what I'm saying? Neither do they train you or teach you at school or anywhere on this earth how to obey those laws to not get yourself into trouble. So it's totally against you to make you get yourself in trouble because you haven't been taught or trained how to not get yourself in trouble, how to not be a sinner, because they're giving you everything on this earth to be a sinner. You see what I'm saying? So hopefully that makes sense. The laws of this earth, some of the laws are laws to get you into trouble. But they haven't taught you how to not get into trouble because this world gives you so much things that's sinful to get you in trouble. So how can you protect yourself against something that you wasn't trained to protect yourself against? Think about the military. If all those people in the military was never trained to protect themselves, never trained how to use a gun, was never trained how to fight a war, or how to go to war, or how to use a walkie-talkie, or anything that they got to do, I don't know. They wasn't taught that, you know what I'm saying? Then how would they even be prepared when it's time to go to war? How would they even be prepared? They won't be prepared. So that means what? They will lose. You know what I'm saying? The odds will be against them because they're not educated. They have no knowledge of knowing what to do, how to do, when to do, where to do, why to do. They don't know. So if you're living on this earth and you don't know what to do, how to do, when to do, where to do, why to do, then guess what? You up and stuck, you know? And not saying that I know everything. Like I said, I'm learning and I always come on to teach y'all. You know what I'm saying? How I be thinking, why I be thinking, you know what I'm saying? And what's going on in my life. And I try to give y'all knowledge to benefit yourselves, or at least to open up y'all mind to God, you know what I'm saying? To come to Him, or at least to help y'all get through, you know what I'm saying? What y'all going through in y'all walking life with God. If you haven't came, then maybe hopefully it inspire you or motivate you to come. Whatever, however, it's going to happen. Or, you know what I'm saying? Some of y'all come, some of y'all don't. I don't know. I mean, it's really up to y'all. I'm only here to help the ones that do want to come, and I'm only here to help the ones that are with God, and they're in their walk right now. They're in their journey right now. They, you know what I'm saying? They're living in it right now, and things may have popped up in their life, and they're like, why? You know what I'm saying? And I probably got the answer because I've been through things. Me and my wife, we've been through things, so I'm going to deliver what I can deliver. I'm going to help who I can help. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my assignment for my father. I'm evangelized to who I got to, you know what I'm saying? And this is the same thing y'all got to do. We all got to evangelize. If you're not a preacher, pastor, apostle, or prophet, or anything, you know, dealing with, you know what I'm saying, that you still got to carry your ministry of God, you know what I'm saying, and evangelize. You have to talk. talk about the word. You can't receive the word and not spread the word. That's taken from God and not given back. You're a taker. You want to take, take, take. You'll never be blessed. That's why we go through what we go through. We have to give. If you, the world taught you how to be a taker, you know what I'm saying? Taught you how to take, 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 free, free, free. You know what I'm saying? I learned from my apostle that, you know, we supposed to tie and sow to, you know what I'm saying, the ministry, to the people that's helping us. You know, and we also, well, we supposed to tie 10% to God. So that's 10% out of your money. You know what I'm saying? 10% out of your time. 10% out of your life, you know what I'm saying, to God, you're supposed to do it. So, and it says in the scripture, when y'all get to read, when y'all start reading, you're supposed to get 10% to God out of all your earnings. So what you earn, as soon as you get that money, you're supposed to take 10% out, and you're supposed to tie it into the ministry that's helping you. You know what I'm saying? Understand God. That's helping you, you know, through your walk with God. You're supposed to get 10%. And then also, you're supposed to pay yourself 10% from the money you earn and save that money and don't spend that money. And that way you start building yourself up, you know? And then the rest go on your family, and then, you know, the heathens that charging you the bills, they get, you know what I'm saying, the leftover scrap. Let them fight for the rest. So, that's very, like, detrimental to you. That's very important to do, because most people, it's so hard, like, and a person's mind, they look at the physical person who's speaking about the word of God. They look at that person. They still haven't lost the carnal mind. So I'm on here, right? So if y'all saw me, or if y'all see me on my pictures or whatever, because I don't really do videos unless I'm on there with my wife. If y'all see me, y'all would see the physical me, but you don't see the spiritual me. And the spiritual me is the fruit that I bear. The spiritual me is my father. I'm in the image of my father. So as I'm speaking to y'all, I'm speaking the words of my father, the spiritual me. See what I'm saying? So if I'm speaking that to y'all, I'm speaking from God, for God, and he's speaking for me, from me, to y'all. Because I am in him and he is in me. I abide in him and he abide in me. So the more that I learned about my father, the more he's abiding in me. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to bring out what he need to bring out of me to speak to y'all, so that y'all can understand the L that's in me is in you. And then it will connect. And then y'all will then understand that he that is in me is also in y'all. Until y'all come into the deeper knowledge and more knowledge to build yourself, then you will see what I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying? So when you tie to someone ministry, are you tied to someone who's helping you in life, period? You know what I'm saying? If they're a child of God, you're tying to God. You're not tying to the person, because when you tie to me, I got to tie to someone else who taught me. You see what I'm saying? Out of my 10% of all that I gained. If you sow to me, I got to sow to somebody else who taught me. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not teaching you or telling you something that I wasn't taught or something that I didn't learn, because I have to do the same principles. And when you don't do the principles, you're a lawbreaker. You're breaking the laws, because our father say, tie 10% into him. You see what I'm saying? And also sow a seed of whatever you can out of your 90% of your money, or out of the knowledge you got. Because that's sowing the seed into somebody's life too. The knowledge of God, you're sowing the seed into somebody too. Supposed to do it all, to be honest. And you also pay yourself 10% for all your earnings. And that way, you teach yourself discipline and you be disciplined into the law. You see what I'm saying? So, most people, they see the physical person and they say, oh, look at him. He's sharp. He's nice. He don't need. Why would he need my money? I don't know what he's doing with my money. Why would he want money from me? You see what I'm saying? That's how people think. And that's how the churches make a lot. Not all, but some of the churches make people think like that. To where it's like people don't want to tie our soul because they feel like the person themselves is taking the money or doing something with the money that they shouldn't be doing the money or getting rich off the money. You know, and that's what the devil put in your mind because he don't want you to do the law. You know what I'm saying? So it used to be like that for me. But when I first started, like before my apostle, when I first started, and I forgot what he say he was, but yeah. We used to sow to him, but we didn't know to tithe, but we used to sow to him all the time. And the guy never said thank you or nothing, you know, like nothing. So I'm here today to say anybody that do so, because no one has sold besides my own apostle. She sold into my ministry before. I thank her. But anybody that do so, thank you. If you don't sow, you know, God, you got to deal with God, you know, but I'm telling y'all the truth. And it's all in scriptures about tithe and sowing. It wouldn't be said if it didn't need to be done. And if you don't do it, you're a lawbreaker and you'll wonder why you don't get no blessings. You'll wonder why your money come in your pocket and go. You'll wonder why you curse. You'll wonder why things just seem to never, you know, elevate in your life. Why you stuck in one place, you know, and it's because you haven't came into a fully the law, you know? You haven't fully given in to God. And it's very hard. I'm not going to lie, it's very hard. But like my apostle taught us, she said, start small. Start small. You give $1 or $2 or $3, you just start small. Because as you begin the pattern, and this from true life experience, as you begin, and I just started giving 10%, like a week or two ago, because it's, like I said, it's very hard, because it's not the fact that I thought, like, I'm thinking like, oh, I'm giving my money to my apostle, you know, it's the fact that in my mind, I'm trying to get the rhythm, I'm trying to build myself into being able to do it. You see what I'm saying? Like she said, because some people can, they could just jump out the woodwork and just boom, yeah, 10% all day, every day. They can. But some people, it's so hard. And for me, it was hard, you know, and that's because the devil is doing that. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to stop me from doing what's right. You know what I'm saying? And this is a real true story. So what happened was, like all y'all know, I got hurt. So what happened was my paycheck for 2 weeks wasn't the same. Wasn't the same. And before all that, before I got hurt, I was saving big. I was saving good. I was tying as every week, as always. Every week I'm tying, as always. Tying everything great, right? I'm tying. I'm not tying 10%. I'm tying what I always tie. I'm tying what I always tie, y'all. Hold on. I ain't even have a percentage of what I tie. I just had an amount of what I tie, right? And I always tie it every week. And I didn't do it. You can do it automatically, so you know it goes through. But I usually do it manually so I could pray over it and everything like that. You know. When I tie in, so matter of fact, I tie in so every week. So I tie to God and then I sow into my apostle ministry, right? Every week, faithfully. And I do it manually because I want to discipline myself and I want to pray over it, you know, when I do it. So, I've been doing that for years. The first year, it was on and off. The second year, I think I got it down pat. But it was kind of some, you know, some weeks I'm like, I can't afford to do it, you know, type of thing in my mind. But this year, every week, faithfully, you know what I'm saying, giving the same thing. If I could, if I can't, I'm giving something. At least I'm giving something. That's how in my mind. So I was saving up my money, you know. I'm not giving 10%, but I'm giving myself 10%, and I'm sowing and I'm tying. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, yes, I'm finally saving. I'm finally, you know what I'm saying, being able to sow and tie, even though I'm not giving the whole 10% to God at the time. I'm doing it though. I'm happy. You know, everything's starting to get well. Everything good. Boom, accident happened, right? I'm like, man. I'm like, man. Accident happened. I'm not thinking that of it. You know, I felt good, everything, like I told y'all. And then the next day, I felt hurt. So I'm like, man. So now I'm thinking, like, you know, I'm able to go to work, but I'm not able to do my job. So I'm on light duty, transition to duty, really light duty, because I couldn't do what my job requires because of what the doctor said. So I was on light duty, and basically my days were shorter due to being on that, and I missed days because I had to go to therapy. And also, when I got released, a day that I supposed to went in to work, they didn't put me back on the schedule. So I you know what I'm saying? I'm short. I'm short on my check. The week before that, the week of the accident, I missed the next day after the accident because, like I said, I was feeling pain. I had to go to the doctor, and I didn't get paid for that day. I only got paid for the 3 hours that I went to the doctor. I got paid for that. So that week, my check was short, and then the next week, my check was short, right? So I'm like, man. I'm like, man, like, what I'm gonna do? You know, I got bills to pay, I got rent to pay, I got, you know what I'm saying? Life's still going. So the week, of the accident, yeah, the week of the accident, I say, you know what? I'm gonna get, I like in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, in my spirit, like literally, I was like, okay, I got my check. It ain't what I thought it would be. And I'm thinking like how, and I'm like, oh, 'cause I missed a day and they must ain't pay me, you know what I'm saying? But that day that I missed, so it don't look right. I said, okay, I'm gonna pay. In my mind, I'm gonna pay the usual. I got to the PayPal thing platform. Finna pay the usual. Finna say the usual, you know, and finna pray the usual. Like, and this thing, you know, I was like, in my mind, it's like God just stopped me. And I'm like, I don't feel right, like giving this. I'm gonna give a little more. And then the little more that I wanted to give, I was like, I don't feel like giving this either. Like, not feel like giving it as in I don't want to give this. I just felt like it wasn't enough. I just felt like a change. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, I felt the change inside. And I was like, if I'm always paying myself 10%, why I'm not paying God 10%? Like it actually hit me. Like, I felt so bad, y'all. Like bad. Like, dang. 'Cause I was paying myself faithfully, way over 10%. Like, I'm pretty sure I didn't do the percentage calculation, but I was paying myself a healthy, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, well, I'm not paying God 10%. Like, I feel so bad. Like, no wonder why I don't want to give this or that. I want to get a 10% from what I got, even though I don't have the same paycheck that I usually get. This is less money, and this hit me. When I had more money, it didn't hit me because I was doing my routine, you know what I'm saying? But it built me up for that time to where now, at that time, I had less, and I wanted to get more, like, deep down in my heart. You know what I'm saying? And it's a scripture where the Bible says, if a man gives from his heart, like you give from your heart, like what's in your heart, you give. You know what I'm saying? So it's like no burden, no nothing behind it. So, you know, my heart grew. You know what I'm saying? And my mind grew. And my love for God grew. Everything grew. Within me faithfully giving every week the small portion that I was given, but I was giving it. And I was faithful at giving it, that now my giving is extended to where I'm going to give my God 10%. And I'm still going to sow into my apostle ministry. You see what I'm saying? So that encounter happened with me. That whole thing happened with me. And boom, I finally gave 10%. And I felt good. I told my wife, I was like, man, I felt good. Like, I felt good. Like I, this is what I want to do. Like, I felt great. And I tried to give what I usually give. And then I tried to give a little more. I didn't feel good at all. I felt some way. And I know it was God. Right? So after that, I just felt great. The next week came. Yeah, the next week came. And I was like, man, I know I'm not going to have enough to afford my rent. Because all that I say, I need that. Along with this paycheck that I got, because I got other bills before the rent. You know what I'm saying? I got other bills before the rent that I got to pay with my saved money, because this money that I got wasn't enough to afford everything. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, man, I got to now take all that I saved. I got to now take all that I saved. And this is how I know it was saved. I now got to take everything that I saved up on top of my paycheck that I just got that wasn't enough. And I just sold 10% to God. See what I'm saying? And I sold faithfully, as always. Satan was the one that caused the accident. Remind y'all, at this time I'm being tried. Satan was the one that caused the accident. Messed up my money. Didn't get no hours. You know what I'm saying? Messed me up. That particular time, I decide in my heart, in my mind, in my spirit, like, I'm going to sow 10% to God. Boom. I do it. I feel great. Next thing you know, the next paycheck comes. Not enough. I'm like, whoa, it's less than the other one. It's less than the other one. I'm like, man. I said, so it just seems like, because what I thought it would be, it wasn't. So I'm like, this is crazy. This is crazy. So what I thought it would be, it wasn't. And I'm like, man, what's going on? But then I'm thinking like, basically, Satan don't want me to pay my God 10%. He's mad that I paid God 10%. So he's trying to punish me for doing what's right to make me, deep down in my heart, think like I'm never going to get 10% again, because look what happened. I could have kept this money. You see what I'm saying? That's what he tried to do to me. He tried to make me think like, if I would have never gave this money, I would have had more money. You see what I'm saying? And that's how he plays tricks to deceive you, to make you not do the laws. So, in my mind, that came to me like, Satan really trying to make me feel like I should have kept that money, when I know I shouldn't have kept that money, because I know I did what's right. I did the law. You know what I'm saying? I did the principle. I did what my heart told me to do. I did what my mind told me to do. I know God wanted me to do that, because I never felt that way to do that. You see what I'm saying? So I knew who it was when that popped in my mind. I knew. I said, wow, so he really trying to make me go through a whole crisis, a whole bad situation, y'all. Whole bad situation because I did what was right. And I know that I'm being tried for being righteous of my father. You know what I'm saying? Based off what the scripture told me and Peter. So I already got that knowledge in my mind. So anything that's going on in my life since the accident, I know I'm being tried. So with me having that knowledge and not lacking that knowledge, I'm able to have strength and faith in knowing that even though I'm short, I'm gonna be able to still pay my rent. You know what I'm saying? Through my faith and my works. You see what I'm saying? So I still knew that it's going to happen. And some way, somehow, it's going to happen. Because I'm faithful to God. God been put me in situations before, me and my wife. And he got us out. And at this particular time, I'm going through a tragic, you know what I'm saying, in my life. And I'm going through trials and tribulations in my life. I'm being tried and I'm being tested. You know what I'm saying? At the same time. And I'm like, I'm not going to sweat this. Something going to come through. Whatever, it's going to happen. Right? All in all, y'all, I was able to pay my rent. Rent got paid. Had the money. Had enough money. You see what I'm saying? Was able to have enough money. Because God made a way. God made a way because I was being faithful. I was being righteous. I was being loyal to him. I was being obedient to him. And I was doing the right thing. And he came through at the last minute. And boom. Open that door. Bless me. Boom. Rent paid. Everything good. You see what I'm saying? So now I know after this, I would never go through this again. Because I learned from this. You see what I'm saying? So even though this had to happen to me, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm being tried by the devil and I'm being tested by my father. Even though this happened to me, I learned from it. I didn't just get in the situation and didn't learn from it. I didn't just get in the situation and lack knowledge of it. I knew the knowledge and I knew that I need to learn from this. And since I learned from this, I know what's going on and I know what I need to do now. And I'm going to do it. And now this week, I'm getting like way more hours. I'm getting abundance of hours. So all that I lost, I'm getting it in abundance on the next check. You see what I'm saying? Because my God is faithful. And if I'm faithful to my God, he's going to bless me. You see what I'm saying? So all that I lost within 2 weeks, I'm going to make it all back within 1 week. No problem. With no problem. Because my God is faithful to me because I'm faithful to him. He abides in me because I abide in him. And that's the blessing. Because I live by the law, I'm not a lawbreaker to his law. And I'm learning the rest of his laws because I'm educating myself, you know what I'm saying, to learn his laws. Then guess what? I'm going to be blessed even more. And I'm going to have abundance. And I'm going to have my inheritance of all things that he has wanted to give me and has sustained for me. And you all can do the same, man. Just do the same. Just listen to what I said. Tithe and sow. Live by his laws. Fast, pray, and do everything. Just do everything. Everything. You have to do everything and be a faithful child. Obedient child. Just do everything. I promise you, God will always come through for you. Will. Love y'all, man. I'm out. Hope y'all enjoyed this one. Have a great one. God bless.